How do all of these bits that fall apart and break affect the economy, do you think?
Yeah, what's next? I just think we should run a little quiz, Mike. What's next? Because we seem to have these infrastructure problems, don't we? And things just keep breaking. Do you remember back in 1998, no power for 5 weeks?
Correct.
Do you remember that? We were all climbing the stairs and none of the lifts were working. 5 weeks. And then 2017, the fuel pipeline, an errant bull digger, and you got no planes going anywhere. And then water shortages. We've got the water shortages coming up. If it doesn't rain, we're not going to have any water. Now the Harbour Bridge, so it's pretty much out of action at peak hours. Well, the thing is, Mike, I mean, yeah, a little quiz. Which piece of infrastructure will fail next? But I'm not just being flippant with this, Mike. The issue here is economic recovery. I mean, Auckland represents, I believe, around 37% of the national economy. When we're trying to come out of a second lockdown, and this type of disruption just doesn't help. And unfortunately, you can't just tell people to work from home. I mean, I know that helps the traffic over the bridge, but a lot of people just can't work from home. So you've got hundreds of thousands of people, not just North Shore, but Central Auckland as well, who rely on this critical piece of infrastructure. So it's a further risk to the economic recovery. It is another headwind. Now, the magnitude of it, I think it's hard to figure out, but it's a headwind. It is a headwind.
Yes, it is. Now, credit card spending, despite what the Prime Minister was telling us about being in level one last week and how everyone was cheery, we find out for August, not actually the case.
Yeah, no, credit card spending, more evidence of, I think, the urgency that we need to try and get lockdown restrictions lifted as quickly as possible and why every day counts. So we're looking at credit card spending and we see evidence within credit card spending numbers we saw evidence of the strong recovery in spending after that March and April period when basically everything cratered, evaporated, pick your adjective. So if I look at sort of January, February, March, if I look at the domestic billings on New Zealand issued cards, we were 3.4 billion, 3.3 billion, 3.3 billion again. Then April, 1.78 billion, down 40%. If you add in all the overseas billings as well and the overseas travellers here, 48.7% fall. But then, we saw the steady recovery. But now we've got the RBNZ credit card spending numbers for August 2020. You put restrictions in place in Auckland to a lesser degree in the rest of the country. What happens, Mike? Yep. Credit card spending fell 5.5%. from July to August. So 246 million less spending just on domestically issued cards. Overseas, if I add an overseas spending as well and compare it to last year, $400 million worth of less spending. That's only in 1 month, Mike. So if I look at the total billings in New Zealand, we're down almost 12% from where we were last year at the same time last year. So the fact of the matter is these restrictions have once again sort of taken us back from that recovery and will add another headwind to GDP recovery in quarter three.
And we got the RB this week?
RB this week, so monetary policy review. There'll be no change to the OCR and will probably be a bit of a status quo review, I would have thought. You've got the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, as well. Mike, he's speaking in front of the US politicians over the course of the week. But Tesla, Mike, Tesla.
Is that tonight?
I know you'll be excited about this. Tesla tonight, or September the 22nd. It's the annual shareholders meeting, but it's the much-anticipated battery day. And, of course, batteries, critical parts of this infrastructure. We know that Elon Musk likes these big platforms to announce these technological advancements. And battery day, he's going to tell us what they're doing on the batteries. Can't wait.
All right, let's talk about that tomorrow, maybe. What are the numbers?
26,842 on the Dow Jones. It is not a good start to the week on the US share markets. That is down 814 points, 2.94% fall for the Dow at the moment. The S&P 500, 3245, down 74, which is a 2.2% fall. And the NASDAQ, 10,629, down 163 or 1.5%. So looking a little bit soft there. The FTSE 100 overnight, 5804, they lost 202 points, a 3% fall there. The Nikkei 23360, they were up 41. The Shanghai Composite down 21,3316. In Australasia, yesterday the ASX 200 lost 42 points, 0.7%, 5822. And the NZX 50, 11,539. Down 94 or 0.81%. So September not going that well so far. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar little bit weaker overnight, 0.6661. Now, just remember last Friday, Kiwi got to almost 68 cents against the US, so reasonably soft overnight. 0.9239 Aussie, 0.5668 Euro, 0.5210 pounds, 69.81 yen. Gold has tumbled overnight as well, $1,909.06, and Brent crude, $41.29.
Look forward to your company tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys out of jmiwealth.co.nz.